Blog Talk Radio.
I know we had some comments on our sound quality today, and all I can do is say, yeah, we start out with really nice, good, clear, awesome sounding recordings when we hear it, and we get them loaded up, and they sound really nice and staticky like that. So thanks for hanging in and bearing with us, guys. All righty, welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild today. And I am hosting today. This is Casey with First Cards. And let's see, I got a few announcements here to make. I know Jethro is running what he calls the coffee special. If you check out the website, www.psychicsgonewild.com, he's got a couple new things in there. The coffee reading is if you try some of that gourmet healthy coffee, you will get a reading from him as well as the coffee, and it's at half normal price a regular reading would be. So you're getting like a triple deal on that because you get the coffee and you get a reading and you get it for half price. So it's really good. He's also offering the same thing. It's called the coffee classes, where same deal, if you check out the details, because I'm not sure which products he's offering or exactly which ones he's running. But if you buy the coffee, try that, et cetera, you can also get a class for half price. So it is well worth it to go check that out. Again, that's at Psychics, www.psychicsgonewild.com. So check those out. Just kind of on our lineup this week, as far as I know, we have Monday with Jethro and Janine Regan St. Clair, and she is a healer using that Diamond Key Healing or Crystal Key Healing. She is from London, and they usually do that segment at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. On Tuesday, we have Musical, our musical psychic and love person, as well as she does business. And she says, I do business and career finance too, so it's like, all right. But she does specialize in love and relationships, is Pamela Cummins. She is awesome. Again, you can find her at the www, and that's psychicsgonewild.com, or you can simply type her name in, Pamela Cummins, PamelaCummins.com, and she'll come up there. I'll see with Jethro. If you just type in his name, either Psychic Jethro or Jethro Smith, he is under both of those names. You can find him on Wednesdays. I'm not sure exactly what happened on Wednesday. I know it was Mystic Celestia for a while, and I'm not sure if those classes, they were having some monks doing some teaching things, and I think those got over, and I'm not precisely sure who was doing what on Wednesdays, but I know we have a Wednesday show. Pamela's is on at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, by the way, on Tuesdays. On Wednesdays, let's say this is just something that happened in the past few days. I'm not sure if we're on at 9 p.m. Eastern or if it's going to be a daytime show, because I know Jethro's been kind of working on some things, and it's kind of a juggling thing, but I do know if you call in at 773-897-6461, it will tell you what time the next show is, or it will give you how many hours until our next episode. On Thursdays, it is Jethro and Dina. Dina is amazing. She's from Maine. They make a dynamic duo on Thursdays. And then Fridays is what I call mystery guest day. It just depends. He's got a bunch of people lined up for different guests throughout the next several weeks. So it's just going to be a surprise on Fridays. And then Saturdays, normally I'm on with Saturdays. Shelley Seitz and I think we're doing like every other Saturday, or I don't know if it's, anyway. I know Jethro tells me later in the week, it's like, by the way, you've got this person as a guest on Saturday. So Saturdays are always surprising to me too. And then Sundays, I'm usually here, and I'm working on getting Don Milton back on with us, because he was just amazing with the those little healing videos that he had and the tapping stuff. That was just, really incredible. And also Christopher Lane, and they were with his website. I know Don Milton's is donmilton.net. Go check those little videos out. We had, even go check out the archive when he was on a Sunday, several Sundays back. But we had several people call in who had been, what we call our lucky winners, and I got to be one of them. But we got to test those videos out and see how they work for, different types of pain and different health issues in the body. And they were really amazing. And it's, I don't know, you need to go back and listen to it or just check out his site and see what it is. He only charges $19.99. And I'll tell you what, the one gal that came on was her experience with getting rid of her migraine. She felt a migraine headache coming on, and she said normally, you know, once you feel, you know, and I thank God I never had one, but these people who suffer from migraines say, you know, once you feel one starting to come on, there's really nothing you can do to stop them. Well, she did his tapping techniques, and it stopped. So that was pretty amazing. Got some other interesting stories on there, too. And then this one, Lane, L-A-N-N-E, let me think. There is Quantum Worth Healing. It's quantumworthhealing.com. And they do a variety of things. So they have people who are Reiki masters, and they also do other different modalities of healing. Just, you know, anything you can pretty much think of. It's whether it's with a relationship, whether it's with the body. All different kinds of stuff. So we have really some awesome and dynamic people who have been on, and you know, and like so we have all of our shows and archives, so you know, feel free to go back and check those out. Also, we have our sister show, which is Spiritual Learning Connection. Now, it used to be Psychic Learning Connection until we had a little name change a couple months ago, but sometimes the older episodes, you can find them under Psychic Learning Connection. But we're kind of revamped that a little bit because really what we did is not just under, you know, the psychic level, so it's, you know, it's more of a teaching and spiritual show. So, I don't know, we've had Amy Kavanaugh is on there on Mondays, and she usually has guests on that day. Pamela is on Tuesdays again, so yeah, Tuesday is her day to be on the radio with us. And Amy, I believe, is Monday's time slot is at 8 p.m. Eastern. Pamela's on Tuesday is also 8 p.m. Eastern. Wednesdays kind of travels a bit. I know, I think Jethro and Janine were on actually on Wednesday, and they were doing, you know, kind of class format. And Jethro is going to be back on. I think he's promising. He's going to come back on and finish up some of those angel classes. He's got the first four episodes in there. Again, those are in archives. And he's got about another four segments that he does, you know, some meditation, some toning, you know, with the sounds, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of like mini classes on air, okay? And then Thursdays I do Greg Braden with, I've been doing that. I'm not sure. Again, Thursday's going to be shook up a little bit. I know I do Sundays on there with the Isaiah Effect. And all righty. I think we got to the end of announcements. Yay. All right. Let's get going with our cue here. And our first caller, thank you very much for hanging in there and hanging with us. Area code 860. 860, you are on with us.
Hi there.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Really good. And what would be your question today? What I need is your birth date and month, and I use a system called the Destiny Cards.
Okay. Birthday is, do you want the year too?
If you want the yearly stuff, yes. If you just want some, you know, some general stuff about, you know, who you are, what your life purpose is, it's like all I need is just a month and day, but you can actually do month, date, and your present age. It actually works better because then I don't have to sit here with a calculator and figure out.
Okay, figure so out my there. Name is Susan, and my birthday is 10/29, and I'm 54.
10 of 29, and you're currently 54. Okay, so let's see. That is okay, and you are into Scorpio there. You are a six of hearts, and let's see. You've got Scorpios. You know, it's like I always laugh about this. You guys have two planetary rulers. You have a Jack of Hearts, and you also have a Ten of Diamonds. And I think you guys kind of took away from the Scorpio people because the Scorpio, or I mean the Leo people, because Leo people only have one planetary ruler. So you guys doubled down, and you managed to get two of those. Okay, that's a Six of Hearts. There we go. You came in to discharge some karmic stuff here. But let's see what your yearly stuff holds for you. And what I'm going to look at really quick is a couple things. And what I'll always tell people is, and of course, if you don't have a pencil and paper right now, you can come back and get this in archives. But I'm just going to give you your planetary ruling dates for your year.
Okay, I'm going to keep a pen.
Each person, yeah, that's fine. Like I said, you can come back because I'm going to go really fast with this. So if you miss it here, it's like you can come back into our archives and grab this after the show goes off air. All righty. Your Mercury time frame goes from October 29th, your birthday, until December 20th. Your Venus time frame starts in December 20th and goes till February 11th. Mars
starts in February 11th and goes to April 4th. Jupiter, which is where you're at right now in your year, so we'll go back and talk about that. Jupiter time frame, you have April 4th to May 26th. Saturn time frame is May 26th to July 17th. Uranus time frame is July 17th to September 7th. And then Neptune is your last month of the year, last planet of the year from September 7th until your next birthday. So there's your personal year. And right now, I said where you're at is right kind of sort of in the middle of your Mars time. So we're going to go look that up real quick and find out what is going on for you this year. Unless, of course, you just had, you know, a simple question, or, you know, generic reading, general reading. But
whatever you have, whatever, you know, you can dig into.
Okay, sounds good. All right, for this whole year, your long-range card is a Jack of Clubs. So you've got a lot of creativity, a lot of things going on with that. Your Pluto and result cards, your challenge for this year is the Ace of Diamonds, which is about new ways to make money. Your resolution with that is that Queen of Spades, which is mastery of the self. That's a really good one. That's very powerful. Your environmental one is a Seven of Hearts, and the displacement is a Three of Spades. So your blessings this year, faith, because our sevens are about faith, and it's like, I always say the Seven of Hearts is like, have a little faith and love will come to you. And the displacement, that challenge, is that Three of Spades. And that's, threes are always really creative, but it's also a cautionary. It's like, kind of look out for your health a little bit. Just kind of really make sure that you're taking care, you know, of yourself, that, you know, that you don't kind of get, you know, like run down, or, you know, not sleeping or not, you know, eating or, you know, exercising. It's like, just kind of make sure you really pay attention to your health this year, okay? In the Mercury time frame, you've got two of them. There's a Nine of Hearts and a Queen of Hearts. Now, this is really kind of what I call the ironics of things, because Nine of Hearts speaks about as one door closes, another door opens. So it's like there may have been a relationship or something, you know, ended in relationship area, and it could be, I'm just going to say, across the spectrum. It's like it doesn't, you know, doesn't define whether it's either, you know, a friend or a pet or, you know, a loved one or, you know, whatever, but it's like there's some kind of closure happening in relationship, that first Mercury time frame. But ironically enough, you also have the Queen of Hearts, which is known as one of the marriage cards. So it's like that may have been something that's, you know, you may have been looking at a romantic, you know, involvement or something, and it just may not have worked out, or there may be somebody new who has come in. In your Venus time frame, which is your love cards for the, and I call these kind of a watercolor wash, okay? Because they're strongest in the time frame that they're in, but they also kind of give a look over to the year. You've got a Three of Spades and an Eight of Hearts, and it's like there are some challenges with the Three of Spades. There's always, you know, I'll say the odd number cards always bring us challenges. They always bring us creativity or restlessness, you know, things like that. So there was a bit of the restlessness going on there, but that Eight of Hearts with that would it, you know, indicate that really you've got the ability this year to have that relationship or whatever it is you're working on with your own, you know, relationship issues, or it could even be with yourself. It's like, you know, coming to peace with yourself, inside of yourself, with, you know, whatever issues are going on. Now, where are you currently at? Wow. You've got a Nine of Spades and a Jack of Hearts here in Mars. And I will come back to that. I'm just going to give you this really quick. In Jupiter, you know, for a forward look, you've got a Nine of Clubs and a Four of Diamonds. Saturn, you have a Queen of Diamonds and a Six of Diamonds. Queens are about mastery and about taking care of people. Six is kind of about stationary stuff. There's like stability and karmic payoffs, you know, so things that are going there. It's like, you know, finances owed. Uranus is the King of Hearts and an Eight of Spades. King of Hearts speaks about mastery of ourselves. Eight of Spades is just a power card. It's like, again, you've really got, you know, like I say, you've got some good cards this year. Neptune is a King of Clubs, and that's Neptune is always kind of, I'll say, the 3D time of the year, and it's just kind of, you know, be aware that you don't get deceived, you know, be aware that, you know, your dreams don't turn into nightmares, you know, that kind of stuff. It's just like, make sure you're really clear in the Neptune time period, which is kind of hard because Neptune is exactly that. It's kind of that dreaming phase. Okay, so real quick, and then with the Jack of Clubs. Overall for the year, where that Jack is sitting at, in the long range, Okay, can we just look at that really quick. You're going to deal with some very creative, youthful energies this year, either your own or intellectually stimulating possible younger man. It can be channeled profitably and successfully into many endeavors, such as writing, you know, if you're writer, sales work, or any kind of new and creative ideas are of value. And anymore with the way our society is, I've seen people, you know, enter the workforce in their 70s, you know, but they don't enter it in a traditional brick-and-mortar job. What they'll do is they get creative with, you know, writing their memoirs or sharing their knowledge that they have, and it's like, and they come out and do really well business-wise in their later years. So it's like, for you, you know, if you're into any kind of writing or maybe home sales, you know, something like that, it's like, this would be a great year to do this. You're really on a creative high this year. You can expect good results from all forms of creative work. And I also say that, you know, obviously, there's things that lend themselves easier to creativity, such as, you know, the cake baking and, you know, the home arts. But I've also seen people who are bricklayers are very, can be very artistic and creative people. It's really neat. On the negative side, okay, because there's always flip sides of these coins, watch out for a tendency to, you know, this is supposed to be a little frivolous, you know, just maybe overspend something like that under that influence. Be watchful for others that will play that role with you. So just be very aware if somebody's, you know, trying to get into your pocketbook. That can close out another important meaning for the spiritual.
Starting to break up a little bit.
Okay. Is that any better? My phone. It's got to be me. Okay. How about that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. It can be an initiation into higher knowledge on the spiritual side of life. It could mean you're exposed to some new ideas or philosophies that could really kind of overhaul.
You say initiation?
Yourself or life. Your time of communicating could undergo a really dramatic transformation as the year progresses. Your keywords this year, these are ones that say, get a stuff out of the card, write these down, and check them out in your bottom mirror every morning. A year of heightened mental creativity and initiation into new forms of knowledge and ways of communicating are your keywords, really and truly, for this year. Let's see. I'm just going to look real quick here where you're at. Okay. That Mars time frame. Okay. The Nine of Spades with the Jack of Hearts. I'm going to look at that one really quick. And just see what that was bringing in for you. That's, you know, I'm not even going to say are always the ones where it's like as one door closes, you know, another door opens. And, okay, let me double check that. I want to make sure that that was indeed what I saw that it was in the right time frame. Because, yeah, my dad is. I don't write these down either as I go, and it's like, and it's one of those things where I probably should. Sometimes memory serving was just, okay, yes, okay, you are in the Mars timeframe, okay. Could bring a difficult lawsuit or possible problems dealing with a man or group of males, but if, you know, your attitude is really a lot of it, if you have a headstrong or what they call reckless attitude, it can bring troubles, and again, this work and health during this period. Illness can interfere with your work. Just be wary or be cautionary with all associations with men. Try to settle differences out of court because that's, you know, those issues are not favored by this influence. If you kind of adopt this more universal, you know, unselfish attitude in those areas, you can find great success. Looking to the other Mars card, that, let's see, who was that? That was the Jack. Me and my writing here. It would be nice if I could read my own writing someday. I'll tell you what. Just going to double check on that one, and if I get that was one of the ones for this. This is usually why I say if you've got your pen and pencil, it's like it's faster than I work with you here. Okay. That is the Jack of. Okay, Nine of Spades and Jack of Hearts. Okay. And that one is Jack of Hearts in Mars. That one is called the Sacrifice card. It's making personal sacrifices for a higher good, initiation into higher love. You could easily find yourself doing things that you don't usually do during this period. For example, you might give up, you know, some cherished desire or passion for a higher reason or truth. For example, people who have had this card have given up legal battles, competitive goals, romantic ideals, just all in the name of following a higher wisdom. It gives you mastery over your emotions right now and passions, and encourages you to kind of upgrade your actions toward higher and more selfless pursuits. You might also find that there's one or more men in the heart suits for which you're either having attraction or anger during this period. And it's really interesting because they always will tell us that love and hate in the brain are in the same area. The only thing that's really opposite of love or opposite of hate is actually indifference. It's the truly I don't care attitude, not I don't care what your feelings, but it's like it doesn't matter, apathy. So anyway, that's kind of what I got for you for the moment. Any questions in particular?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you very much for calling in today, Susan, and I sometimes forget to say this, but it's like if you'd like to come back and find us again, click on, there's a little button on there if you're on the computer. It says click follow, and what it does, it'll send reminders, you know, so show reminder, and it'll send those to your email when we're actually on. So we would love to hear back from you and what's going on with your year.
Cool. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
All righty. Bye for now. Okay, and our next person, this looks like this might be a Skype caller. This is the first four digits are 1509. You're on with us.
Hi, it's Natalie. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Okay, and
my year of birth is January 8th, and I'm 38 years old.
And 38, okay. January 8th, and it's like that is... Yeah. Okay, you're one of the what we call the old souls of the deck here. Okay, yours is you are a six of spades, and we're having six energies today here, and that is also a three of hearts. In addition to being a Capricorn, a lot of your life issues and things like this, you came into this planet, stepped in here to really kind of, I'll say, discharge karmic debts, okay? This is, the sixes are called the karma cards, and the six of spades is like the karma card there is, that there is. Okay, and for your, and you've just had your birthday here, so you might still be, no, but you're probably in your Venus time frame. I just got to stop and think. Those 52 is such an odd number for me to calculate because it's like, yeah, I know we have 30 days in a month. It's like, nope, wait a minute. Okay. Yep, you just started your Venus time frame. Okay. So I'm going to give you a cross again. It's like if you got your pencil and paper. If not, you can come back in archives and grab this. Your Mercury time frame is from your start of your birth date, your personal year stuff, up until March Earth. So it's like you just finished up with Mercury. Venus goes from March 1st until April 22nd. So you're going to have, you know, probably love and relationship issues on your mind at this time. Mars time frame goes from April 22nd until June 13th. Then there's Jupiter is from June 13th until Saturn, until August 4th. August 4th starts Saturn and it goes until September 25th. And then from September 25th until November 16th is the Uranus time frame. And then last of all is Neptune bringing up the rear from November 16th until your next birthday. So we'll take a quick look and see on that six of spades what your cards are for the year, because this just kind of gives you an overview, you know, for your year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see.
And let's have 38 here. Okay. And so with this system, too, I'll say, you know, you've got several years here until this happens, but just kind of the fly and look ahead will be another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 years from now, it's like the year you turn 44, that's called your pre-birth year, and on 45 is called your rebirth year. Those are what people refer to in the mundane world as our midlife crisis. It's like because a lot of times what happens is on your 45th year, you have the exact same card layout that you stepped into this planet with, except you have 45 years worth of knowledge and learning. So it's like people choose a lot of times in that 44th and 45th year to really remake their life and reform their life. So it's like, you know, something you can kind of look forward to and go from. But for right at the moment, okay, this year you've got a long range is a Ten of Hearts, and this is the one that affects your overall. So what's going on this year with your, I'll say your circle of love friends, okay, that's really big on your heart and mind this year. Okay, with Mercury, you just finished up this Nine of Spades and an Ace of Hearts, which is kind of, again, that says one door closes, another door opens. And then that Ace of Hearts is, you know, kind of looking for new love. Now, what you've got in Venus is you've got a Five of Spades and a King of Diamonds. So we'll kind of talk to that here just a little bit. I'm going to go ahead and give you the rest of your cards for the year so you can, you know, come back and get those. But we'll go back and kind of discuss what's going on right now. Mars, having issues with my voice today. Sorry, guys. Mars is the Six of Diamonds and the Ten of Hearts. And your Jupiter time frame is a Five of Clubs with a Seven of Diamonds. Saturn is a Ten of Clubs with a Seven of Hearts. Uranus time frame is a Nine of Hearts with an Ace of Diamonds. And then you double up again with that Ace of Diamonds in Neptune. Again, the long range card was the Ten of Hearts. The Pluto end result, a lot of restless energy. You've got Five of Hearts is your Pluto card, which is kind of, you know, the challenge. The resulting one is the Six of Clubs. The environment is Seven of Spades, and then the displacement card is the Ace of Hearts. So that's displacement is always about your challenges, too, so it's a looking for love moment. Okay, back to Venus here. The Five of Spades in your Venus time frame, and usually the Fives are very restless. Fives are very restless energy. You know, it's not quite as bad as the Five of Hearts, you know, looking for love, you know, type of thing, but might bring you a trip for love or one that just takes you away from a loved one. Fives are about kind of the stage is kind of like relocation. It's like, you know, geographically you're traveling with some. Or you might have a change in your love life or a visit from a woman, you know, either in your family or friend. Business travel or changes are favored and will bring money. You might be more fickle than usual now. It's like, you know, or more kind of like you can't make up your mind. You're having a hard time making decisions. And that might be the causes of changes in the relationship. Because anytime, you know, you change, it's like they always say that if you want to change your life, the first thing you do is you change your mind. Because once your mind changes, once your inner world changes, your outer world has to fall into line too. It's an excellent time to move to a new home for better living conditions. You might even remodel or redecorate your home like right now. So that's that kind of energy that's going on for you at the moment. And then that other one was the Businessman's card, that King of Diamonds. And I recognize that one well because the Kings are and the Queen of the Court always gives us a lot of oomph and a lot of power for the year. Being that this is in Venus, it's going to bring a considerable amount of financial success. It applies most if you're involved in business or profession that involves women, like, you know, the arts or articles for the home or beauty. It's time to start your own business if you're not already in one, okay? Or if you're ready to start one. Yeah, it's a really good influence for artists or musicians. It's going to encourage you to market yourself better and make more profitable business deals. So this is that time frame and space. So it's like, you know, if you're already in business, awesome. You know, turn on the guns to it. And if you're not in business for yourself, it's like time to think about starting that home business. So that's kind of what I got to say.
This is good. This is good. No, because I'm dealing with art, and I'm feeling that this year is going to be very successful. And you just confirmed it, so this was really good.
Very good. And it's like, and that's the other thing is like, I always encourage you guys is like, listen to your own gut feelings, because really and truly, you're the person who lives in your skin 24/7, and it's like, you know, follow those hunches and those intuitions. So that is awesome, because that is tuning into yourself.
Yeah.
Especially with the time that we got. All right.
Thank you so
sure
much. I appreciate it.
You betcha. And
bye-bye.
Feel free to call in again and let us know how it's going.
I will. Thanks.
Okay. You betcha. Bye. All righty. And area code 607. Thank you for hanging on and hanging in there. Let's see here now. What is it doing? Okay. My Firefox mode. Oh, no. There we go. Okay. Gotcha on. 607. You are on live with us.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. Who am I talking to?
Maggie.
Maggie, all righty. Oh, man, it's like your voice is like mine today. Wow, so congratulations. I was so excited last time. It's like, because you go and you got it out, and I was going, yes. It's like, because I saw that, you know, it's like,
I remember from a long time back, I didn't know if you did. It's like, yeah, I knew it was going to be February, March, you're going to sell a house. It's like, awesome.
You nailed it.
And now you are looking at where in the world is Carmen San Diego going next.
Yeah, right. The traveler. Or the wanderer.
Yep, the car of the wanderer. And happy anniversary. It's like I suddenly realized, it's like, oh, that's 3-5. And what is today? Today's like the 10th. So it's like, yeah, you're in your Mercury time frame right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay. I was born with Mercury retrograde, so.
You know, the nice thing, though, is like we've only got another 7 days until the luck of the Irish turns us around. It's like Mercury retrograde ends on March 17th, St. Paddy's Day. So I'm like going, oh, good. So either there's going to be some amazing green things happening for people and going on, you know, it's like, or the leprechauns are going to be out playing tricks. We don't know which. All righty. Let's see. Well, and again, for you, it's like, and it's, I understand, you know, what you were saying earlier. It's like if you got to go, it's like what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to give you your cards for the year, and it's like, and then at some point we can go back. Excuse me, man, my throat today. Sorry, can go back and discuss those. But where you're at overall for the year is you've got that Eight of Spades, which is, you know, that is, I'll say that is like the mastery card, okay? It's like you can pretty much write your own ticket this year, okay?
All right, give me a million.
I remember that joke goes with that. The guy prayed and prayed and prayed, you know, hey, God, I want to win the lottery.
Right.
I want to win the lottery. The voice comes out of heaven one day and says, go buy a ticket. You know? You've
right.
got to play if you're going to win. Oh, shoot. Let's see. But, you know, really, eight of spades for the overall is like that. It's a power card. So it's a really and truly, there's a lot of free will with this. This is like, you know, you are the captain of your ship this year. It's like wherever you steer your ship is where you're going to go, okay? And it's like, and I'm, yeah, I haven't done the meditation because I sat there and looked at that, you know, because a lot of times I can just get a quick, you know, quick vibe. And I went, nope, you're going to have to sit and meditate on this one for her because, you know, because a lot of it is, it's like, It's really dependent. It's like, it's kind of like flipping a coin. It's like, where do you know, there's pros and cons to both places. And it's going to boil down to where you want to help the most. You know, it's like which place and space that you feel environmentally needs, I'll say, the most healing, because I know what you do. And it's also going to be a place of, you know, how much do you want to work? You know, it's like, because you're going to have work either place that you go because there's issues in both places, you know, environmentally speaking. But you're going to have different energies. It's like Colorado and Arizona energies are both, you know, they're similar because I've been to both states, and it's like they're similar but there's subtle differences. So it just kind of really depends on what area of Colorado or what area of Arizona. You know, it's like, yeah, my take on that one is, I don't know if you get the Ray Stevens on YouTube. He's got a song. He went political in his old age. He's the one that, you know, wrote the funny songs, you know, like The Score Went Berserk and, you know, this kind of stuff. It's like, he wrote some really hilarious songs, but he wrote one that was called God Save Arizona. He's under attack. So it's like, don't know if you've seen it on this, like, and he's got an amazing video with the guy. He kind of sit there and was like, you know, I mean, the words are kind of funny, but at the same time, you know, the videos that flash up was like, oh, my goodness, he's right, you know, because he was talking real hard, but he's also talking, you know, making a reference to modern day. But anyway, if you haven't seen that, go check that out. Okay, let's see here. In a nutshell here, so your Mercury time frame, where you're at right now, and talk about steering your own ship. You've got this King of Spades. And that is, you know, that, again, that's the write your own ticket moment. It's like you're the captain of the ship. You're the captain of your destiny. Figure out where you want to go, what you want to do. And it's like, and there's nothing to say because we know fives are the wanderers and the gypsies. It's like you might end up hopping back and forth in both states. You never know. You've also got a Three of Hearts in this Mercury time. So it's like a lot of creativity, a lot of stuff going on. And I'll say with, you know, either with friends, family, emotional issues, you know, something like that. It's like, but a lot of creativity happening. In your Venus time frame, you got threes this year out the wazoo. A lot of change, a lot of creativity for you this year. Just really, you know, several threes here. You got a Three of Spades and an Ace of Hearts. And I know you're not necessarily, you know, looking for new love in all the wrong places, but it's like for that Venus, you've got that Three of Spades and Ace of Hearts there. So it's like we'll go back and talk about that a little bit too. Mars, you got a Two of Hearts. And a Three of Clubs. So again, that creative energy
and that really wanting to do something in partnership, partnership and love. Jupiter, you've got a jack of diamonds and a jack of clubs. So it's like, wow, you got double jacks, okay? You got there. Going to be some interesting things happen there. Your I know, your challenging time frame. Again, you've got another three. You've got a three of diamonds this time. You've got all four of the threes. You've had the three of hearts, three of spades, three of clubs, and now you've got the three of diamonds in Saturn along with the nine of spades. So like I said, you've got a lot of creativity, a lot of changes, you know, a lot of changes going on. Like, and threes can also be three of whatever, you know, it's like more than one job, more than one love, more than one interest, more than one ways of making money. It's like threes are about multiple ways of doing things.
Awesome.
Again, it is. It's like I'm going, wow, you got a lot of changes, a lot of transitions here. But it's like for people who are fives and spades, it's right up your alley. Nine of spades, would that be Saturn? I'm just going to say watch your health, okay? That's the only cautionary I'm going to give with that one. We'll go back to that one a bit, too. Uranus time frame is king of hearts and jack of hearts. So you got a king and a jack in unexpected places. But that's really going to be about mastery, you know, of your emotion and yourself. But it's going to be because Uranus is the double lightning bolt. It's going to be unexpected stuff going on. Neptune, you've got a really unusual one because most times Neptune only has one card. You've got two cards in there this year. And your friend, again, showed up. The first one is the two of spades, which is about partnership stuff. But the next one is a three of diamonds. So you got another three. You got a second three of diamonds. I'm just like, you have threes all over the place this year. It's just amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And then you've got Pluto. Your challenging card this year is a 10 of diamonds, which ironically enough is the blessings card.
Oh, my, like, that's the worst challenge.
Like, wow, okay. But the result is the queen of clubs, which is about, the queens are about mastery of yourself and about nurturing others. But it's like something to do with your knowledge, something to do with, you might find yourself going back to school wherever you're at. Colorado's big on school. Arizona's big on school. So you might, or you might find yourself either, teaching classes or taking classes one or the other way.
Could it be like shamanism?
Very possibly. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever presents itself as a class, wherever your boat flows, okay, wherever you're steering your ship to, it's like whatever waters you're into there. The environment one is a seven of hearts, and this is the sevens are the faith cards, and it's like, what always pops to mind is have a little faith, love will come to you. But that's your blessing card this year, is having faith with emotional things. And then the displacement card, the one that's a challenge, is actually the eight of diamonds, which is a power card, which means whatever's going on, you're going to overcome it. So,
holy cow, this is like, pass, go and collect $200.
Multiple times. Totally. You're going to love your Monopoly board game this year. Yes, indeedy.
That's awesome.
It is. And like I said, it's like, hi, all kinds of good stuff here. So I'm going to look right now at the moment here with your, I'm just going to give a quick one on that king because I'm nosy. I want to see what you're doing. I want to see what your king is doing here. Okay, and that's the king of spades. Okay, let me jot it down here. King of spades and the three of hearts here. Because otherwise I get to going and I forget my head days. There's days, you had those days where it's like if your head wasn't attached, you'd wonder where you laid it.
Right.
This is one of those days for me. What's going, what I'm doing, what, when, where, what. In the Mercury time period, okay, could find you time, spending time with a man who is powerful, intelligent, and a good influence. He may come in and out of your life quickly, but you'll find him to be intellectually stimulating, helpful to you if you want to learn from it. You've got a lot of mental power this year. You could probably accomplish most anything you want along the educational line. So there you go. Focusing your mind on specific goals can bring many rewards. It's a powerful card that you're likely to get many of your wishes met during this period. So make your wish list and go, okay, especially true if you're in a position to be in charge and take command of some kind of work that you're doing. So like I said, I know kind of sort of what area you're in there, but leadership can pay off in phenomenal ways at this time. Take advantage of it. And there was, oh, what was that, niggle? Oh, darn it, I hate it when that happens. Something tickles at the edge of your mind and go, oh, wait. The wishes. Okay, there we go. Be careful what you wish for, you know, because you're going to get. It's also, oh, bear with. Diana Jensen is on the Spiritual Learning Connection, and I don't know if you've gone and listened to that yet, but it's a segment that Pamela did. It's Diana spelled really differently. It's D-Y-A-N. It's a different Tuesday. I think it's Garris, G-R-R-I-S. She talks about manifesting and where people, you know, people are using the secret and all this stuff, and they're not getting the results that they want. She really goes into what are we missing in the manifesting. And it's like, really, it likens it. I mean, I'll give you the thumbnail sketch, but it's like there's so much more that she talks about. Where people miss the boat is, it's kind of, if you manifest only, you know, or if you focus only the end result, it's like cutting off a flower, putting it in a vase of water, and expecting it to grow. She really gets into talking about, you know, the root chakra, the root system, what it takes to be rooted. And it's like, and I remember one of the presenters on The Secret did talk about that, where he said, you know, it's like, you know, you have the seed germinating, and it's like it's starting to grow, but you're not seeing results, and all of a sudden you say, oh, heck with it, you know, this stuff doesn't work. And it's like, you know, and your wish goes away. It's like, okay, I'll go away. But she talks about how to root it. She talks about, you know, the who, what, when, where, how, and how to do that in that segment. So if you have not heard that one, go check that one out, because it's really awesomely good.
Okay, which date was that on?
I know it's a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday, let's say, with Pamela Cummins and Diane Garris.
Okay.
And it's a Tuesday, but it's on the Spiritual Learning Connection, so look for that in the archives.
Okay.
Let's see. And then Three of Hearts in your Mercury. Don't be surprised if some situation comes up unexpectedly during this period that leaves you perplexed about love or friendship. You might receive two offers at once, or someone new, you know, comes in that you find immensely attractive and gives you, you know, some cause to either, you know, doubt an existing relationship, or, you know, you might have two or three guys vying for your hand at once, okay?
Woo-hoo!
Careful there. Down, girl. it's an influence that means immaturity in love and fickleness of affections. So, you know, you might be kind of going like, oh, my goodness, eeny, meeny, miny, and Fred, which one do I pick, you know, okay? But don't let your mind run away with your heart. It might be hard to catch it later. Just run away with the spoon. Okay, be careful with that one. But that other Mercury card indicates the person or situation which you're feeling indecisive about, which, back to that king, it's like you may have that influential person, which I'm, oh, that was an interesting one. It's like you may find the guy, you know, there's a guy either in the shaman class or teaching the shaman class that it's like, you know, might be having a spring fling there or something. It's like, okay, just be careful you don't mix too much with class and personal, okay?
Okay.
When you're there for class, you're studying. It's like, okay, and just keep the reins on the heart, okay?
Right.
Okay, the good side is you've got the desire and motivation to meet new people, express your feelings, especially feelings of love and affection, and it's a great influence for getting socially involved, making new contacts either in work or recreational, romantic, pleasure areas. So, yeehaw. And what
this is absolutely perfect. It's right on.
Yeah, I know. I love these guys. I really do.
That's amazing.
People play poker with them every week and go, what?
Now, in a nutshell, a three is creativity?
Yes. The threes always bring creativity. Now, the flip side of the threes that you have to watch out for, the positive is you got this creative energy, and it's like, and this is a time frame, you get one of these little notebooks, you know, and a pen, and you carry it with you, you know, with your pocket protector. But it's like anytime you get, you know, it's like, bing, you know, one of those light bulb ideas, write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down, date it, and then don't judge it. You know, wait until that, the you know, say the creativity period is over. It's like, you know, and then go back and look at it, because you'll have, of course, man, you got so much threes with the creativity this year. You're going to be using your little notebook a lot, okay?
Oh, man, I could write a
book. You can
have
a lot of options, man. Yeah, there you go. That's an option.
Awesome. Well, thank you tremendously.
Yeah. And like I say, I'll see if I can do, you know, anything more on the, you know, on the Arizona, Colorado thing. But really and truly, I mean, what I mean, the first words out of their mouth was just, you know, and I say they, my group, okay, was just, it's free will and it's her decision. So it's like really and truly because you're steering the ship, you know, with that King of Spades there, and with that Eight of Spades with the whole year, it's like it's wherever you want to go and whatever you want to do, really and truly. You know, it's like, I mean, if you want to buy a gypsy wagon and get a horse and run down the road like that, it's like you can do that and have fun.
Wow. That's essentially, that is my ulterior motive, is just to have fun.
There you go. And
very
you're going to have
cool.
a lot of fun.
Yay! It's about time. I have to make up for it. Go ahead.
And the flip side on the threes is like, okay, the creativity is the positive side. The flip side is, watch out that it doesn't turn to stress and worry. It's like if you find yourself, you know, worried, if you find yourself stressed, kind of focus on back and say, okay, wait a minute, you know, it's like, yeah, this is part of the three energy, is that, you know, I'm having indecision, I'm having stress. Don't let the stress times and the worry times get the better of you. When you find your, you know, your mind wandering down that lane, take a grip on it, say, nope, I don't need to stress, don't need to worry. All I need to do is know that, you know, universe has this lined out for me. It's like, you know, these are just stepping stones. Okay, remember, you know, the guy from The Secret, I think Jack Canfield says, you know, you don't have to see all the way across the country. You don't have to see from Maine to California to make that drive. All you have to do, you can make it at night, you know, with your headlights. All you need to do is see 200 feet in front of you and see enough space to take the next step and just keep moving
that's
forward.
Right.
So like,
one foot after the other.
Yes, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and it's like you just keep putting the pity pads in front of you and keep going, so absolutely. So you're on a journey this year, and it's like it's going to be a really cool one.
That's an understatement.
There's really cool places in Colorado, and there's really cool places in Arizona, and it's like you might end up visiting both or multiple places and just kind of going. And what I'm going to do is just say, you know, when your places – be conscious enough, but, you know, of course, the other cautionary is make sure you always, you know, shield and protect yourself before you open up to whatever, because you don't want to get an unexpected hit when you open up to energy. We learned that, a long time ago. My experimentation was not a good way. But, yeah, anytime you're going to do that, it's like, you know, when you're going to a new area, though, it's like feel, you know, open up and feel what's there. And it's like, you know, you'll get some, you know, I get vibes. I get just, you know, a resonation, and it just like, it's, you know how musical notes, when you hit the correct musical note and it vibrates correctly?
It feels good.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to visit both places before I decide.
Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, I want to talk
to you. Thank you, gazillions, Kelly. Muchos besos to you. Many kisses. You take care.
All right, you too. Good to hear from you. I'm so glad.
Okay, we'll talk later. Okay, bye-bye.
Sounds good. Bye. All righty, and area code 815 here. We're going to see if I can do some of these kind of quickly. All right, we're going to try to get everybody in. We just have 3 more callers, and we've got a little bit of time left, so hang in there and hang on, and we'll see what we can get in. Okay, 815, you're on live.
I'm 815.
Yes, you're 815. Yes, ma'am, you sure are.
July 25th, 1970. My name is Michelle.
July 25th of 70 and Michelle. Okay. Let's see. Oh, golly. Help me with math. 70, 89.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm 42.
42. Okay. There we go. Okay. Thank you. I was going, wait a minute. Got to do math now? My math should be, well, they are fairly decent, but it's like not when I get on here and doing this. It's like too many things in the mind.
I understand completely.
Yeah, multitask. Normally I multitask well because I'm a mom of 5 kids, so it's like, oh yeah, there are days and times though. All right, you are very much into Leo. You're Leo on the cusp though, and you are a 3 of clubs is your birth card, and you also have that double up. It's like you've got the 3 of clubs as your planetary ruler. Okay, was there any particular question you had for this day frame? Time frame and whatnot here. It's like, is there any area we want to look at, like in particular, or just kind of general?
Well, I'm having these issues with relationship and lack of, and
what's going on?
And I keep hearing there's something on the horizon. I'm keep hearing all kinds of stuff, and nothing is happening yet.
Right.
And I'm wondering why, what I'm doing wrong. Like, I even had a specific date and a specific activity that nobody could have possibly known, and still nothing happened.
Oh, I'll be darned. Wow.
first of all, okay, there's a couple things. It's like, yeah, I got just opened up to that door, and it's like, blah, 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 and the voices came out and went, oh, okay. It's like, okay, everybody take a talking stick and one at a time here. First one came out is like, this one, no matter what I tell you today, I still want you to call back on Tuesday and talk to Pamela because she, you know, she is, I'll say, our love specialist, okay? She is on this same station, same numbers, the 773-897-6461. She's on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Not sure, you know, how that translates.
In fact,
you know,
she's the one that told me about the specific activity.
Oh, wow. Okay. She's good.
That was two
wow.
months ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, see, and I know, and I will say, it's like that. That's really the hardest part of any of the stuff that we do, is time. Because I mean, and I know, you know, she deals with her group, you know, I'll say more directly than I do, or at least on air. But I'll qualify that. I'll say on air. But yeah, she's in time. Time is the hardest thing for any of us to get a handle on, because on the other side, information we get from the informants on the other side, their time is always now. And it's like, I saw this on Facebook one time as a watch. It said the first truly accurate watch, and it just had now, and it said that all the hours, you know. So it's like, yeah. Anyway, but
yeah, normally I wouldn't ask about time. It was just, it was so strange.
Okay. I understand. Yeah, I can understand that one. Okay. Well, see, first thing I'm going to look at here is, you're kind of far along into your year. It's like you've been through Mercury, Venus, you know, Mars, Jupiter, and right now, wow, that's probably why. Okay, I was looking at you at 25th. Okay, is your Saturn time frame, the challenging time of your year, started February 19th, and it's going to go until April 12th. So this is, you know, this is the time of your year that is, you know, Saturn is. Oh, golly, what does she call it? Shelley Seitz, our astrologer lady, she calls Saturn the taskmaster. And so it's like anything that, you know, you have to learn, and it's going to be the hardest influence to do, you know, I shouldn't say to do things with, but it's like, it's just going to be very exacting, okay? It's like, it's kind of like, think of your dad as a slave driver, or the teacher you always hated at school, you know, kind of cracked the whip over you. It's like, that's kind of the Saturn influence. It's very heavy, very demanding, really. You know, it's like you have to do things in a certain way, certain form. You don't march. You're going to march to this drummer and not to your own, okay, for a while. But that is, okay, I'm just going to jot stuff down here. But that's February 19th. And the good news is it ends on April 12th. Okay. Okay, I'm going to look at this on April 12th. And then you get into the Uranus time frame, which is April 12th. June 3rd, and then Neptune starts June 3rd until, you know, your next birthday. So, okay, I'm going to go back, and we're just going to kind of look and see, you know, look to see what in the world is going on with you right now and what may be coming up here. So, let's see. Oh, and on the other side, it's like, I don't know if you heard that one earlier, it's like next couple years for you, it's like age 44 is your pre-birth year, age 45 is your rebirth year. So it's like, that's what people call, you know, kind of the midlife crisis. And it's like you, because the cards you have at age 45 are the exact same ones that you came in, that you're born with. So a lot of people will take that and really, I'll say, up their lives. You know, it's like they take everything that they know and they like up everything in octave, and all of a sudden, you know, your old friends and people who've known you for all your life go, who in the heck are you? What are you doing? What have you become? Blah, blah, blah. You know, because you really have that opportunity to be like, you know, the butterfly coming out of the cocoon, and it's like reforming your life. So it may, I'm just going to kind of say it may be a universe blessing that you kind of, you know, aren't having a relationship immediately, because if you end up, you know, getting into what you think is going to be a long-term relationship, like right now, and all of a sudden you hit that pre-birth year where it's kind of, things are kind of like muggy and hazy and, you know, not clear. It's like walking in a London fog, okay? And you're not sure where you're going. It can be very confusing for the other person you're in a relationship with. And 45, you know, when that hits and it's like all of a sudden you're this new person, they go, wait a minute, when I was dating you, you know, with you, whatever, it's like you were this person and all of a sudden you're this person. It's like, what happened? So it can be a blessing either for the other person. The only time I would say stuff would be coming in is if you might have, I'll say, some karmic lessons, but or the other person does, either or. But here's for this long range, for this year overall,
you've had the Queen of Spades, and that is, it's about mastery. It's about mastery of yourself, but it's also, I mean, you know, queens are always nurturing. It's like they're always kind of, you know, the caretakers. You're always kind of taking care of everybody. This is a time also, though, you need to take care of yourself. There's some things going on with you. Wow, you got a lot of aces along with those queens. You got like three, you've got four queens along with a bunch of aces this year. So this has really been taking care of your issues as well as, you know, looking for new things, looking for new finances, looking for learning. And, okay, I'll say to our guys in queue, it's like, go ahead and hang with me because even if we're off air, I'll go ahead and take your call because, you know, you've been patient with this. So hang in there because when we go off air, doesn't mean I've lost you. It's like we'll still have you on the phone line. So hang with me. We'll get to you today. Okay. Let's see. That queen, yeah, Queen Space. I mean, it's really a good one overall because it is. It's about self-mastery. What you've been through in your Mercury time frame is you had a Two of Spades and a Five of Diamonds. So you've had some stuff with financial indecision. You've also had some stuff where you wanted to do partnership, but it was like, you know, indecisive or, you know, different things happen with finances. In the Venus time frame, you have a Two of Clubs and a Queen of Hearts, which is explains why, you know, you're kind of like looking for a relationship and going, well, you know, where in the heck is he? Because that's a marriage card. Anytime you have the Queen of Hearts coming up, you know, that's, you know, your marriage is kind of on the mind, you know, or the relationship at least, at the very least. Mars time frame, you had a Four of Spades, again, with that Ace of Hearts. And the Ace of Hearts is, you know, looking for new love, you know, that kind of stuff. When's it coming in? Four is stability. You know, you're wanting that stability. In the Jupiter time frame, which you just got through with, there was an Eight of Diamonds and a Four of Diamonds. So that was about business. You know, it's like anytime the diamonds show up, it's about your values. It's about, you know, and you might be learning lessons through money. The eights are the power cards of it, and the fours are the stability of it. So it's like whatever was going on with your values and or with money, it's like it's a time frame where you're wanting to stabilize both, you know, your finances and what, you know, it's kind of like search of like, you know, what are my values, as I can decide depending on what the values are. Where you're at right now, though, and this is, wow, you've got a Queen of Clubs and you've got a Jack of Hearts in the Saturn time frame. Okay, I'm going to jot those down here real quick. This is the Queen of Clubs and the Jack of Hearts here. Okay. Lot of, and under Saturn influence, man, I'm going to take a look and see what that really is going on there. You're going to have to be careful what you say and how you say it. Impatience on your part could result in more problems than it's worth. A lot of clubs, women that you meet or associate with will seem to be kind of like burdensome or difficult, whether it's, you know, whether it's relatives, whether it's friends, whether it's just, you know, just like even strangers on the street, you know, the post office lady, whatever. Each perhaps with a different lesson to teach you. And this is, again, it's all about the lessons. Any mental work you're involved in is going to seem more difficult, but the end result is a more solid foundation on which you can build future success. Just be on the lookout, again, for women in the club suits courts. You know, it's hard when you there's days and times I wish, you know, people could, you know, run around with their club, you know, or with their card pinned down and go, oh, I know who I'm dealing with. It's like, cool. But especially those, if you have, I'll say it's the people in your heart, in your circle of hearts. It's like, you know, you know, like your mom, your aunts, your sisters, you know, it's like the people that, you know, your good friends, you know, people that are really in your circle of hearts. Okay, so just kind of be on the lookout, and that can be the flip side. It can be, you know, be on the lookout as in they're going to help, or be on the lookout as in careful you can get tripped up, and it can also mean both. Okay, so just keep your eyes open. Okay, awareness is there. And it's like, yeah, no, it does say, okay, they're likely to prove troublesome or burdensome some way just during this time frame, okay? So whatever it is like, you know, they may be telling you stuff you don't want to hear or however, you know, however that rolls. But it's like there's something with an issue going on there. Okay, and the other one with that Jack of Hearts, Jack is always creative, youthful energy. In the Saturn, you can be feeling some limitation brought about by either illness or ill fortune of someone close to you, possibly, you know, a good-hearted young man, okay? You might feel obliged to give up your personal desires to help that man, and yet you feel chained down or limited in some way with that. It's like, you know, it might not be, it's not necessarily a romantic person, obviously. So I'm not sure. There may be a situation going on, with family or friends. But the influence, that influence indicates a time when it's going to be difficult, but it's necessary sacrifices have to be made on your part for whatever reason. The other card can give you more details, that queen, about who or what's involved. But again, be on the lookout for men of the heart, especially those who are younger, who may be approaching you from either a romantic or a creative point of view, because somehow or other they're likely to prove burdensome in some way. So if you're not getting, a relationship, if a relationship is not coming in, this is possibly why. It's like this may be, with me, it's my angelic group. It's like with anybody else, your angelic group, kind of looks things over and goes, okay, do you really need this experience of this type, or is this going to kind of, knock you for a loop or pull a rug out from under you in some way? So sometimes if we're praying, for what is for our best, highest, most positive, beneficial good, sometimes we don't necessarily get things in that we want because they might not be good for us. It's kind of like a little kid with Easter coming up and with a sugar overload. It's like, man, they love that candy, and then they get the sick headache afterwards. So it may be one of those, and it may be after, the Saturn time frame that, you're really going to be more looking for love, or for someone to come in, because anybody in the time frame coming into Saturn right now would prove to be really difficult or burdensome as a relationship. So it's like, I'll just say, trust me on this one. You don't want to start a relationship under a Saturn influence, because it's not that they can't be good, but it's like, they're a lot of work. You're going to learn a lot of things, and there's going to be days when you go, is this really worth it? So much better to wait until the Uranus time period rolls around. Because that's, when you talk about Uranus, it's kind of like a breath of fresh air after Saturn's heavy-handedness, and it really is. It's like, because Uranus is double lightning bolts, it's going to be about communication. It's, it's a sign of Aquarius, it's more fun, so it's like, it might be unusual in some way also. So you might have a really, meeting someone during that time frame is going to be unusual, interesting. And people that you've got coming in there, the cards you've got in that Uranus time frame. Oh, cool. Okay, let me double check that. Okay, yeah, that was a 42. You've got a King of Spades and you've got a Ten of Clubs. So really and truly, it's you're better off to wait until the Saturn time frame is over for this, because that King of Spades is like, again, it's like, we don't see that a lot, but it's like the captain of your ship. It's like you really have a lot of control in what's going to go on, and you have some, more say than normal, because this is you, using free will to go where you want to go with this. That Ten of Clubs talks about a circle of 10 friends, but it may be in the situation of you're going back some schooling situation, learning situation, something like that, but somewhere along the way there, you're going to have this, visualize this group of 10 friends around you, okay? And it may be that person, steps out or emerges from that group. You're going to have a lot of choices, but it's going to be a lot more fun time. So it's like, don't be too tweaked and don't be too worried if the relationship doesn't come in Saturn, because, like I said, you want a Saturn relationship unless you really are a glutton for, I want to learn my lessons, okay? If you want to have fun with this, wait until Uranus rolls around, please. So I don't know. That's kind of what I got for you today. It's like, I don't know if that's any help or not. It's like, yeah.
I'm gonna sit and ponder this for a while, but yeah, okay. I'll have to go back and see when these time frames are.
And the nice thing about listening to it, like in the player, is if you go on your computer and listen to it in the archives, they have that pause button. That little pause button. Pause button. So it's like, you hit, and because I've gone and done this too myself, it's like, I'll go, I want to listen to this. So it's like, and you can back it up, back it up. Oh, let me hear that again. Pause. And it's like, and then you write it down. So, yeah, it's much easier to catch that in archives than it is live.
But now these last 10 minutes, they won't be archived, right, because they're after the show?
No, they will. They will. It's like, the ironic part is a lot of times people in the chat room, unless they're on, on the either a computer or some their Skype or I don't know, something like that, it's like some of the people in chat can still hear us. Some people the sound drops off. But when it's recording, it's like, no, we get this after the show stuff. So it's like, this will absolutely be in the recording. So it's like, no, this will be on there.
Oh, cool. Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, this will give me something to think about while I'm off work this week and trying to regain a little control of my life.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, okay. That makes a lot of sense. Yes, it does. Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, have a good one.
You
call
too.
Us again. Bye-bye. Let us know. Let's know.
I will.
How it goes. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
You
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. All righty. Thank you guys for hanging in here. Okay, two more call-ins left. Our first one is 724, and then our last but not least is going to be 519. So 724 here. You have
Hi.
Been on. Hello.
How I have. How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Are you getting tired out?
Not yet. Good.
Oh, good. That's good. You need my name and my birthday, correct?
Yes, and your current age. You don't have to tell me your, but just the current age, because I hate doing that.
Well, you're okay.
No, I love
it. Well, my name's Carol.
Carol?
And it's September 26th, the 26, and I am 52.
I'm 52. Oh, that's a very good year. All righty. Oh, let's see, September of 26th. Okay. You are a jack of hearts. Oh, wow. Okay. Get that one right here. You're jack of hearts, and you're, yeah, I'm a jack, too, I think. Let's see. And you're also a nine of spades, and you're a planetary ruler. So those are the ones that you step in with. It's like, you know, these are the things that you come into this life to learn. And this is about, okay, I'm thinking here, this is the right one. The Jack of Hearts is known as, like, the Christ card. It's the card of sacrifice. It's, you know, if there's any card in the deck that Christ could have been, you know, it probably would have been this one, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. And you're one of the six cards in the deck. You're really strong about your version of love. You're surrounded by that Christ spirit of sacrifice through love. Even though, you know, you're a Jack, and sometimes, you know, talks about Jacks being excessively youthful. No matter what our chronological age is, we tend to sometimes act our shoe sizes over age, okay?
Okay.
A little bit crafty, we can be crafty in both things. It's like you can be crafty with your hands, and it can also be like crafty like the fox, okay? So, like, yeah, so you have that really youthful element there, because that's what hearts are about. You stay young no matter how old you get, okay?
Okay.
But you're influenced by the wisdom of the Christ Spirit. It gives you some higher guidance and higher motives in general. Just watch your cautionary. The flip side of that is it's called martyrdom. Does not get out of hand.
I know.
Okay.
I gotcha, because believe me, that's been my life. Well, it's factual.
Okay. All right. It also indicates, you know, that if you get into certain things, you can be, you know, you can be an escapist, you know, where it's like, whether, I mean, and here, you know, don't get me wrong in this one. It's like some people, escapism means, you know, they use booze, drugs, whatever. Other people can use reading. They can get so far in the books, or they can do, you know, anything that just like literally takes you out of the world. So it's like, you know, escaping to an alternate world. You know, that's what it means. It's like you're not totally grounded in what's going on around you, okay? And sometimes you can get misguided, okay? So just, you know, again, you know, be cautionary on that. It does say that exception rather than the rule, because love is your power and your birthright. You've come to love others, to show them the way by your example. You know how to love with the big-heartedness of a king. Once you decide that yours is the mission of love and you take on that, you know, yoke of responsibility, think of an oxen yoke, okay, you do that really admirably. You make sacrifices in your life. Your personal fulfillment might be given up for some higher cause or philosophy. You're kind of a born leader, you know, believe it or not. It's like you've really, you must be successful in your own profession, okay, whatever you chose to do, and it's like, I'm going to say, an at-home mom can be a profession. Trust me on this one. So, you know, whether it's you're out in the career world or whether your, you know, career is at home, it's like, you know, you're going to be successful in what you do. You really, or, you know, that's your goal, okay? You're like almost a perfectionist in that one. You're really fixed. You're guided by a strong sense of justice and duty. You can really be depended on for following through on your promises unless you get caught up in that lower side of the crafty jack, or unless when you're in that lower side, if it's not you personally, you can draw people in who are like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever heard of that country western song, you know, I've got friends in low places. You know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
but you all care, you know, all of you carry that Christ spirit within you, and everyone associated with you is in some way uplifted by your presence. You find your greatest fulfillment on a spiritual path or by bringing the higher energies to your work
to your work and your life, okay? In relationship, just because, you know, your spiritual card doesn't mean you don't, you know, exhibit any of what they call the bad characteristics. You know, you can get caught up in the youthful, playful, you know, playful aspects of this card. You know, you can be tempted into, say, multiple relationships or romantic encounters because that, again, that deck is the most romantic card in the deck. But the sacrificial nature of that can work for good or bad in relationships, you know, depending on how you use it. Again, that's where free will comes on. It just depends on the person. You've got power and strength in your love nature, but also a certain degree of, I'll say again, following the shoe size sometimes instead of you know, the chronological, okay? And that can prove to be your undoing at times. Sometimes, you know, you're almost like, you know, the little kid, and it's like, we all do that, so I'm not picking on you here. We can all find ourselves, you're five, back in the sandbox, and Susie just threw sand in my face, or Johnny just kicked over my sandcastle, and you're like, you can really get tweaked about it, okay? So that can happen with us, no matter how old you get, okay? You're usually devoted to your higher, you know, higher ideals and love. You really got your own philosophy about it that nobody's going to change because, you know, you came in with kind of this, you know, this is what I believe in. It's like, that's what it's going to be. You make sacrifices for people you love, and you may be part of, you know, someone may be part of your band, you know, to save the world type of thing because you kind of have that, what's it called, the savior complex. You know, it's like, I got to save people, you know. It's like, and sometimes it makes you a rescuer. And you end up rescuing, you know, not just animals, not just children, not just, you know, plants. It's like everything. It's like you like to save everything that you touch, okay, and you like to have it succeed. But in the same vein, sometimes you can do silly things in love. Like you can choose a mate that's either unworthy of you or somehow broken in order to kind of fix them, you know. So it's like it's not something you consciously do. It's like you unconsciously will draw people in that are in some way need some fixing up. You know, so you can fix them, kind of like the broken toaster. Hey, I can fix that, you know, okay? But it can result in what they call the victim-savior or codependent relationships, and it can have not the best consequences for you, okay? After a few losses in love, you might become sensitized to the pain love can cause and become, you know, either understanding, loving mate, or it can also make you go, oh, man, do I really have to do this again? You know, but when you're devoted to a higher purpose, which, you know, a lot of you guys are, you're the most devoted, trustworthy, like, person, you know, card in the deck, okay? You exemplify the love that's fixed and unwavering and really ready to make sacrifices on behalf of your loved ones. You know, throw yourself under the bus for somebody else, okay? Does it sound like you?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Yeah. Well, see, with that being said, let's see what you got going on for your year here a little bit, because is there one particular area we can kind of look at? Or,
well, everything's gone, you know, things have gone a little awry in every aspect of my life. So that's why I called to see if you can give me any direction here. I mean, with everything. Everything has gone awry.
That's, you know what, I'll say, and that makes a lot of sense because I'll tell you honestly and truly, 52 seems to be one of the, what they call, you know, no matter what card in the deck you are, 52 is one of those critical years, and it's really, it talks about it being the year that people decide whether you're going to really live and live on this planet or whether you're just going to shuffle along through life until, you know, you push up roses, okay? So, in other words, it's a choice of, you know, are you going to take the bull by the horns? You know, do you have a direction? Because this is your directional choosing moment. It's like what you're in right now is you've hit that 45 time, you know, about seven years ago you had your midlife crisis, okay? And that is really a time of reforming who you are, what you are. And it's like, and 52 is the time when you decide, am I going to go forward and live this way? For, you know, for, I mean, 45 is like for the next 45 years you kind of set that. So it's, you know, a choice of, am I going to truly live or am I just going to kind of, you know, and so on, and I showed up. You know, it was like, am I participating or am I living? So it's like, and people look at you and kind of go, whoa, what happened to you? Or they kind of go, what happened to you? You know, so it's that kind of stuff going on, and that makes a lot of sense because there's a lot of powerful energy going on with this. Oh, yeah, the flip side of that. I'm just going to look at that real quick because the other card, in addition to the Christ, I'll say the Christ Consciousness card, the other one that you have in there that is a planetary ruler for you is this Nine of Spades, okay? Nine of Spades, not quite as bad as the Ace of Spades. You know, Ace of Spades is the Phoenix transformational thing where you burn and crisp and, you know, fall into ashes and rise again transformed, et cetera. But Nine of Spades is you have a lot of things that feels like high school graduation. As one door closes, another door opens, but you're feeling like this is kind of, you know, your whole life has been about high school graduation every year, okay? It's kind of like, and this is a new step, and this, you know, it's like you're always going places. There's always things ending, and there's always things beginning. But it does seem to make you a kind-hearted and giving person, one who understands the suffering that some people have to go through in this life because, you know, you've probably been through the mill with it. For that reason, others may come to talk to you about their problems and to be consoled, and it's like, if you're not a professional shrink, now would be a good time to get that degree and charge for it anyway. But you're essentially a giver. It seems that whenever you do things, you know, if you do things, I'm going to say rare, if you do things with a selfish motivation, you have problems instead of satisfaction, so you stay away from that. You may have experienced, you know, personal losses in your life, and your own health might be a concern from time to time. But in this lifetime, you're really learning to disassociate yourself from personal concerns and adopt a more universal view of life. So it's really about letting go of the self and embracing, you know, the world, if you will. You're going to have some profound spiritual awakenings that are going to open up new doors of understanding experience. And again, that can tie to that, keep going back to midlife crisis. You go, midlife crisis, okay, fine, midlife crisis. But keep going back, you know, to that moment. What I'm going to go ahead and do is, I'm just going to kind of go across with you on where your planetary time frames are, and then I'm going to give you cards real quick, and we're going to kind of look at this. Okay, that's September 26th. Here we go. It always starts in Mercury for 52 days, and it goes from September 26th up until November 17th. November 17th, you flipped into Venus. Venus goes from November 17th till January 9th. January 9th started the Mars time frame. That went until March 2nd. So right now, March 2nd started your Jupiter time frame, which is actually your blessing for the year. And we'll go see what cards are in there and like, and why it's not feeling like a blessing right now. and then let's see. The Saturn, Jupiter goes from March 2nd until April 23rd. And then Saturn starts April 23rd. Man, there's your lessons. And if you think you're having lessons now, wait till this one is.
Oh, man.
April 20th. Okay, that's all right. April, and it could be good cards. You know, you don't know. April 23rd until June 14th. And then June 14th starts at Uranus time frame. June 14th to ages August 5th. And then August 5th starts Neptune until your next birthday. So, that being said, let's look up really quick. And what did I just say? You are in that. You're in the Jupiter time frame right now. Okay, so Jupiter time frame with that Jack of Hearts. And we'll see what's coming up here. Hopefully something good. It's like, dang. It's like, yeah, but my immediate gut feeling is like, you know, whatever's been going on with you has just been, you know, has been stuff that's taken a while. Okay, your long range. Your long range this year, you've got two of diamonds, which is about partnership and finances. You've got your Pluto and resolution cards. Pluto is always a challenge, and it's like the eight of diamonds being, you know, is your challenge, but it's like it's also the power card for finances. So it's like whatever the challenge is, you're going to be able to overcome it. But the result is you've got a six of diamonds as the karma card, which is a payback card, and it's also a card of kind of stasis. It's like, you know, things are just going to kind of, you know, there's going to be no storms on the ocean. It's just going to kind of, wherever course you're set on right now, it's just going to keep going that way, okay? It's like there's not going to be a lot of change. But the fact that they're both diamonds, it's like, it's either or both. It's like a lot of times diamonds is about, you know, your money stuff, and it's like you get lessons through the money, but it affects your values. It affects really, you got a lot of diamonds this year. It affects, you know, your values and what really is important. Okay, so Mercury, I'm going to just tick these off really quick. Mercury was the four diamonds with the ten of hearts. So it's like, you know, you're wanting stability in the finances and values, and you've got, you know, a lot of friends around or a lot of things happening with the circle of ten. circle of 10 loved ones, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. Sometimes it's like everybody gets together and has a gab fest, or it's like sometimes people get together and beat on each other. Families just depends on the family. Okay. Venus time frame is an Ace of Diamonds. Again, that's looking for like, you know, new finances or, you know, new value, something like that. But you also have this Queen of Hearts, which is, Queen of Hearts is the marriage card. And in Venus, it's like really examining, I'll say, if you're not in the relationship that you want to be in, you're kind of looking at what do you want in a relationship, okay? Mars, two hearts with the Two of Spades. That, man, that's all about partnership. It's like, and you know, that makes a lot of sense for you. It's like you really want to be in partnership with people. That's like, yeah. Ah, man, and there's another two. You got a lot of twos this year, too. Okay, the Jupiter time frame. The Jupiter time frame is where you're at right now. You've got a Two of Diamonds, and you've got a Six of Spades. So the Two of Diamonds is a good thing. It's like the Six of Spades can be, you know, again, that can be, I'll say the cautionary ones. It's like that can be your karma coming back to bite you sometimes, you know.
Okay, that's fine.
The best in the West. Not the best in the West, but it's like, you know, this too shall pass, because it always says. Let's see, where did that go? Just a minute there. Two, okay. Two of Diamonds, there it is. Okay. And let me get to that one, and that's in Jupiter, because that's where we're at. Okay. It represents a profitable business partnership or deal, perhaps with a large organization involving large sums of money. It can suggest much success in financial partnerships at this time, so take advantage of it. Jupiter has this really expansive and beneficial influence that suggests expansion if you're, you know, if your business interests, you know, bringing success. So if you're in business for yourself, this is an awesome, you know, this is a very awesome one. If you're not in business for yourself, you know, probably not so much so, okay? It's just kind of where that's at. So it's like, you know, if you have the opportunities for good, you know, good money stuff, it's like, you know, it'll come out positively. But on the flip side, you know, if you're not kind of being a business person for yourself, you might miss some of those blessings with that, okay? But the Six of Spades, this is fate and karma in action. This is like your paybacks and past in many forms, but this is like the karma card there is. And again, that's business. Wow. Business for your business financial interests should be running smoothly and subtly. Huh? Okay. Staying in your current business brings the most rewards. It might be difficult to affect any changes, but look for ways you can get more out of what you're doing with whom you're currently involved with, okay? It's likely that there's some favors and rewards owed to you that's going to come your way before this period ends. The more you give, the more you're going to receive. Again, man, I just get this overwhelmingness is that this year is really about you deciding, you know, really about you deciding where you want to be on this planet. Let me see, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52. This year kind of is a mirror, if you can remember, if you can kind of remember back when you were 7 years old, you've got the same card in this position that you had when you were 7 years old. So if you think back where you were, what you were doing, and what the lessons, you know, were going on in your seventh year, this is kind of your year to up, you know, reflecting that year, okay, whether it was good, bad, or otherwise. But that's kind of sort of, you know, what's going on. But this is your opportunity to take, wow, that was funny, okay. I said, just remember that you grow the best roses with good fertilizer, okay? So, yeah. if life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. But if it gives you a wheelbarrow full of whatever, it's like,
uh-huh,
take it out of your garden and grow a good crop, okay?
I know. I've had a difficult time for the last, I would say, 4 years. And I'm telling you, something's got to break here. You know, there's a lot of things that have transpired, and it just seems like it just keeps looping around.
You're in a circle. You got an endless circle moment. What I'm going to do is say, you know, because of our time frame and stuff,
I know.
Please do call back. Call back and talk with Pamela this on Tuesday, or even Jethro. You know what? I'll tell you what. Jethro and Janine on Monday. It's like, I'll actually, you know, recommend call back on both of those. Janine does stuff with, I'll say, like the body healing stuff. It's like, because a lot of times, especially, I'll say, at this agency, because I'm 54, you know, walking this talk here. She, you know, she'd never met me from a whole while. I just called in as an anonymous caller in the queue because I wanted to see, you know. She got stuff that was in my back, and it's like I was going, okay. So I started working, you know, energetically with stuff like there, and it's like I was appalled and amazed at what came out of me, you know, out of my back issue stuff. But she's really good. And it's like our healing can also be on a physical level, but it's caused by energetic stuff. So it's like call in tomorrow. You know, if, you know, call in early if you want to talk to her. It's like see what she picks up for you physical-wise. And then on Tuesday, chat with Pamela. And it's like, you know, again, call in early. You know, we always tell people, you know, call in at the 15, you know, 15 minutes before the show to make sure you're in a good spot in the queue. But Pamela will, you know, a lot of times, you know, she'll get stuff with the angelic stuff. Of course, see, Jethro will too. It's like Jethro and Janine kind of tag team, and it's like whatever Janine doesn't pick up, Jethro will go, oh, and by the way, you know, so you kind of get like a double reading. You get, you know, it's really short and sweet on Mondays. But Pamela will take, you know, a little more time on that. But call in both of those if you got the time and space to do that, and just kind of get their take on what they're seeing for you, what's going on.
It sounds to me like it's going to be another rough year. Really, it does.
Possibly, and it's like that's a question of, you know, that's a question of where, you know, where you want to go with it. Because honestly, I've seen people with fantastic cards shoot themselves in the foot and limp around, okay? And
okay.
I've seen people with really horrible cards who have gotten the pile of fertilizer, but they take it and they put it in their garden and it grows, okay? So, it's all what you do with what you got, you know? And I don't know if you ever heard that. I don't know if you ever heard that Kenny Rogers song, you know, The Gambler. It's like, you know, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
The wheelbarrow and run. Run to the garden quickly and mulch it in, you know.
All right, well, I'll do the best I can with what I get given. But like I said, it's just been,
yeah.
You know, everybody
start
hopes for a break.
Start a lemonade stand. Make it profitable.
I know. I will. I will do the best I can with it.
You know, but like I said, do call in and see what Janine and Jethro get for you and Pamela. It's like, because I mean, that's the one thing I love about, you know, being on this with this group. It's like, because it's a group of people, we all work together because we all have different gifts, and it's like you get a different piece of the jigsaw puzzle. And it's like if what one person is saying doesn't make a lot of sense, you get a second opinion, just like a doctor. So it's like it's awesome. And, of course, the other flip side, too, is, like, we only get for you where you're at today. And it's like, and you can take that and in a week's time flip it around and, you know, and call back in a week and go, oh, man, it's like you've really done some changing this week, you know, literally. And it's like, and you have, I'm serious, you know, it's like I've seen people do this, you know, where they go, wow, I didn't, you know, it's like, thank you for giving me that bridge out sign because I decided to turn left. You know, they could have turned right, they could have turned around and gone back, you know, whatever. But it's like you usually have 3 or 4 different paths you can choose if you see the bridge out sign coming. Okay, and it sounds like if you're seeing a bridge out sign coming, now's the time to turn right or left. Don't go into the ravine, please.
Right. I gotcha. All right. Well, I'll let you go and take your other callers. And I appreciate it, and we'll see what happens here.
All righty. Sounds good. You know, have your own attitude, though, really, is a lot of it. Is like, and I know it's really hard sometimes when you're, what is it, says, when you're in the middle of the swamp, you know, when you're up to your behind in alligators, it's hard to remember that your initial goal was to drain the swamp. that's where you're at right now. You got some things nipping at your behind. So it's like, and it's sometimes hard to have a positive attitude when you're dancing around trying to avoid being bit, okay?
But uh-huh.
If you got a quiet space where you can take that, you know, that meditative time for yourself, and really and truly that's, oh, yeah, there we go. That's what, you know, that's part of it is like you're like one of the moms, you know, that the stewardesses always talk about, you know, you need to put your own oxygen mask on first. Otherwise, you're going to run out of air and not be able to put the oxygen mask on your child. This is where you're at. You need some self-care. Okay. You need it'll be interesting to see what Janine gets for you tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling. You betcha. We'll talk to you again.
Bye.
Bye. Alrighty, and thank you, area code 519. Let's see if I can get that to work. Thank you for your patience, and what question can we answer for you today?
Thank you for sticking around to take my call.
Thank you for sticking around to listen. It's like a lot of people give up on us. It's like, it's okay. Like I say, it's not on air. It will be an archive, so it's like whatever we say here, it's like you can go back and listen to it again.
I have my pen at the ready, so I'll write it all down.
Alrighty, I'm good. I didn't even pay attention. This is awesome. Okay, so what's your month and day?
Month is April and day is 3rd.
Day is 3rd. You're coming up here. Oh, cool.
all righty, you are a five of spades, which is that's hilarious because the gal that called in earlier, Maggie, she's also five of spades, and I'm very familiar with five of spades because I'm also a five of spades. I'm a five
oh,
of spades Aquarius. She's a five of spades Pisces, and now you're a five of spades Aries. So it's like it's been a five of spades day. Cool. Your other one, though, is you have a nine of spades. Wow. Okay, so if you heard what I said to the other caller about nine of spades, and this works in your life. Nine of spades, it's like, yes, it can be like high school graduation all over and all the time. The five is the card of the wanderer. And it's like really and truly, you know, as I got older, it's like my mother always talked about having a gypsy foot. Well, she was a Cancer. She was a home-loving person. It's like, as an Aquarius, I might as well have just bought, you know, the gypsy wagon with the horse because that's what it's been like the last few years. We have been on the road and on the road, and we light every now and then. Oh, golly. Let's see. And what's your current age?
42.
42 again. Wow. Okay, a lot of 42 energy today. I'm going to tell you the same thing. It's like, you know, your rebirth year is coming up, and on age 45, that pre-birth year is the year where it's kind of like the gestational one. It's like walking in the London fog, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But on 45, you're going to have that midlife crisis. So it's like you got a lot of fun stuff coming up here. So let's see here. Let's see what's going on with us wanderers this year. Normally I print my own every year too, and it's like I've been really sad because the computer program is like a $600 computer program went down well because my computer died, so I haven't got my print out this year. It's like, dang, yeah, working on trying to get that back. But anyway, okay, and at 42, where are we at here? And that's okay. Oh, and you're not quite okay. You're not quite in April. You are going to be in the Neptune time frame. So where you're at in Neptune is a Four of Hearts, which is, they say the Queen of Hearts is, you know, is like the first marriage card, but the Four of Hearts acts like a marriage card also, but it's wanting stability and love, okay? And the other first thing I'll say is for us wanderers is anybody that you meet, don't make any decisions because in Neptune you tend to have rose-colored glasses on.
Oh, okay.
You can see this person as one way, and it's like, and you take the rose-colored glasses off after Neptune's over, and you woke up, and it's like, it's a nightmare. It's like what guys call their beer goggles, okay?
Okay.
That's what Neptune is like for us. But this year you've had this Two of Diamonds energy. You've had, it's really been about partnership, and you've learned lessons through finances, and really learning lessons about values, about really what was valuable to you this year. The one thing I will encourage you to do is call, you know, call back after your birthday, or, you know, when your birthday is coming on so we can just start the year fresh, okay? Man, you've got a lot of, wow, you got nines and, man, you have more than a full house. You have nines and three, or you have nines and queens in your upcoming one for after you turn 43. This year, like I say, it's been, it's been a haul. Pluto, okay, your challenge card this year was the Ace of Spades, which is the card of this deck. It represents the transformation. And it's like whatever was going on this year with you, it's like being the phoenix bird. It's like, you know, you
mm-hmm.
burn into ashes and you transform and you rise from the ashes again, you know, for a rebirth. It's like it's really like making yourself over again.
Would
so
that
really
be like
had,
the last year, like that just
okay.
passed? Okay,
that's from you know when you turn 42 in 2012 to current. It's like that's what this previous year
totally happened.
So you're into transformation. The result card with it, though, is really interesting, is the Two of Hearts. It's like about partnership and love. And that can be partnership. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean you have a romantic partner coming in. I've seen it where people get pets or where there's like a grandchild born, you know, something like that. But it's some place where there's going to be a union of love. It's like, you know, there's two hearts together. So there's, you know, you have that transformation thing and with, you know, combined with the result of being, you know, two hearts coming together one way or another. The environment card has been this Jack of Diamonds, which is really, it's creative energy for finances. It's kind of your blessing card, but it can be, you know, again, and any of the cards can be, you know, they got the good side, they got the bad side, okay? So you can use your, you know, so you can use that creative energy to really have, you know, done something good, or you could have shot yourself in the foot, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
The displacement card was a Five of Clubs, and it's still ongoing. Fives are really restless, and it's like, you know, it's restless energy. It's like you can find yourself either, you know, going back to school or, you know, learning new stuff or taking classes, things like that. You can also find yourself rearranging your furniture every week or moving to a new home or
having some kind of separation, a distance, you know, with people, something like that. And the fact that you started out, yeah, okay, you had that five of clubs to start your Mercury. You also, at the beginning of the year last year in April, you had the King of Spades. So it's like you had the ability with what the challenges were to really overcome them and really kind of steer your ship through the waters, okay, and not end up on the rocks. The Venus was a seven of spades with a two of spades. So it was about, it's like the card of faith, okay? It's about unattachment and about letting go, but it's also about being in partnership. So it's like, oh, really interesting stuff with this, the way we play it. And these are the we call them the possibility and probabilities, okay? In the March time frame, yeah, and this is all with past year. So it's like, well, I guess what I want to ask is, you want to hear about your past year, which you already know about, or you want to kind of take a forward look into what's going on?
I want to take a forward look because you've actually been bang on my past year. You've already really called my last year, so
okay,
everything's been right on.
Okay. All right. So, okay, here's your pen and paper ready. Okay. A long-range card after you turn 43 is a two of hearts. So this is going to be about partnership and love, and that's really a nice one. Because that's going to go over, you know, the five long-range cards is for the whole year. The Pluto and result, the Pluto card, your challenge one, is a three of diamonds, but the result is a three of clubs. But it's like, it's really, the threes are real interesting because the good thing with them is they're highly creative. The bad thing is if you don't get a grip on those, you can start to stress and worry about everything, and about particularly about the suit they're in. So if you don't get a grip and be on the high side, with finances, with stability and values, you can find yourself being the hamster on the wheel with worrying about finances a lot. So it's like, you know, so that's where you don't want to go with it. It's like, again, it's like, and I'll say to you what I said to Maggie earlier was, you know, grab your, get one of those little, you know, pocket spiral notebooks, and it's like, write your ideas down, because this is going to be a highly creative year. It's like, especially whether, you know, where it's a year-long influence. The result of it, of the finances and the values, is that three of clubs, and it's like that's about creativity coming in through learning, maybe possibly through publishing. You either, you know, go back to school, learn something, or else you publish your own stuff, brochures, teach classes, something like that. But it's like, you know, you've got three or four, you know, I'll say two, three or four things in the works, you know, at all times. You've got a lot of irons in the fire, okay? You've got a lot of things you're going to be focused on. The environment card, your blessing card, is this Jack of Clubs. And again, that's, Jacks are highly creative. Again, that's a schooling influence, you know, a learning degree of some sort. The displacement one, though, your challenge for the year is a five of hearts. A five of hearts a lot of times is called the divorce card, okay? Doesn't mean you're going to have a divorce, you know, whatever. But it can indicate a separation from someone that you love, a separation from a place that you love, or a pet, or something like that. I mean, it can, you know, I've seen separations take place in a lot of different areas, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your Mercury time frame, and I'll go back and do, okay, did I already do the dates? Here. Look at that, September 26th, okay. Okay, here we go. So here's the dates. Okay, of course it starts, no. No, that's not September. I'm being goofy here. No, that's April. Golly, get my head together. That's why, because I didn't write down your April date and just got your card that's going, oh, 5 o'clock, cool. Okay. And it's 8. Let me make sure I got it right. April 3rd, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoops. My phone is, was that was a yes, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mercury time frame goes from April 3rd to May 25th. Venus starts May 25th and goes to July 16th. Mars starts on July 16th and goes to September 6th. And then Jupiter starts September 6th and goes to October 28th. Saturn starts October 28th and goes to December 19th. December 19th starts the Uranus time frame, and it goes till February 10th. And then Neptune is in February 10th until your next birthday. So that's what I'm saying, you're in your Neptune time frame, you know, like right now. Okay, back to this. Here we go. All right, and planet Neptune is, yeah, so right now, yeah, you're in your fourth, okay. That's where you're at right now. You're finishing up that four of hearts, is, yeah, cautionary there. Okay, so in the Mercury for the coming year, okay, you've got a nine of diamonds and a jack of spades. And again, nines are all about, you know, as one door closes, another door opens. So you're going to have, and it's like you've got like three nines in a row to start your year. It's like, you know, you got this nine of diamonds with the jack of spades and Mercury. You've got a nine of clubs with a five of diamonds in Venus. And then you've got a seven of diamonds in Mars with a nine of hearts. So you got a lot of doors opening and closing. You're going to get a draft going on here, man. It's like that, you know, five's bringing, you know, jacks are very creative. Five's bringing a lot of changes. Seven is have faith. Have faith, you know, don't worry about the money. It's like it's, you know, have faith with stuff going there. Jupiter is, here's a really good one, though. You've got a queen of spades in Jupiter along with the two of hearts. So that is, the queen is about, especially spades, is about self-mastery. And it's really getting a grip on, you know, who you are, what's going on, this and that. And then the two of hearts is that partnership, you know. So I'm going, just get through the first three time frames where you got all those nines and all the, you know, all the comings and goings. Because then you've got three queens. You've got the queen of spades and two of hearts in Jupiter. You've got a queen of diamonds and a ten of hearts in Saturn. So even though that's your hard time frame, it's like, you know, you've got really two powerful cards that are there that are going to be, you know, some really positive results and some things. The Uranus time frame gives you a queen of clubs and a three of spades. And then your next year's Neptune ends up being a three of spades also. It just continues on. So, yeah, you've got, you know, like I said, man, this would be a great poker hand. But, the, you know, just the first three time frames, though, the first, you know, 5, 10, 15, 150, I'll say the first 156 days, which is like, what, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, about the first 5 months of your year coming up is like, it's going to be a lot of changes, a lot of transitions, a lot of things ending, a lot of things beginning. Because, you know, like, say, it's like, you can look at it as graduations, and it's like, you know, you get the cap and gown, or a lot of people, you can also look at it as Linus with his sister Lucy trying to take away his security blanket, okay? So nines, it can feel like things are being taken away if you don't just open your hand and go, okay, I release it, because obviously whatever's going on with this, I'm just going to let it go. But nines are about more universal. It's about becoming universal in your outlook, and it's really having that faith to let go and say, okay, I'm letting this go, because, you know, as one door closes, another opens, you know, or God opens the window, whichever way you want to say that. But there's always something new coming in. When something ends, another thing begins.
Something new.
So is that helpful?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's, yeah, because, like, when you were talking to the last caller, I could sense that she just said, oh, crap, it's just going to be another shitty year. But
right.
when I see it, I go, you know, like, things have to change to make room for new. And everything's in your attitude and your outlook. So crappy stuff can happen to me, and I'm okay with that because that's the divine order.
Yes. So you got it. There you go.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's what I was trying to let her know. It's like, you know, a lot of it is, you know, your attitude. And it's like, and if you've listened to The Secret, it's that attitude of gratitude. And it's like, you know, I mean, really and truly, if you're, because we live in a rural farming community, it's like, be thankful for the poo in your life, be thankful for the fertilizer, because without good fertilizer, you can't grow good crops. Okay?
Oh, that's very relevant.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, so you take, you know, it's like if life gives you lemons, you open a lemonade stand. If it gives you a wheelbarrow full of doo-doo, it's like you take the doo-doo out and you put it on your rose garden and you grow some awesome roses or strawberries or whatever it is you're trying to grow in your garden, you know. So it's like, yeah, it's absolutely taking whatever cards life deals you and going, how can I make the best poker hand out of this? Exactly. So, yes,
and,
you have
and,
it. It's like,
and, but you know what's worse than that is than thinking things are really bad is not taking a risk because you think
right.
that everything has to be perfect before you get involved.
No.
And
no,
that's
yeah,
even worse than thinking everything's negative because you're not even willing
to take a chance
to see how something turns out.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and it's like fives, and I can speak to this. It's like fives, we're the risk takers because you go, hey, man, go ahead. Jump off the high board. See what happens. Just don't look down and get a bloody nose when you hit the water. Make sure your feet hit first. You know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're not
if you
totally
don't swim that well.
But, you know, you, you know that everything, there's something to be learned from every situation.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, and as fives, it's like we do. It's like another thing about the fives is we are the cards of freedom. It's like, you know, we don't like stuff tying us down. You know, we're the cards of the wanderers. Like I was gonna actually give you a little bit more just on the personal thing because I know you got stuff coming up here. But yeah, it's like, I mean, it is. It's like I hate to say that, but I enjoy being a wanderer. This is, you know, giving me some amazing experiences in life this go around. It's the card of changes and travel. You know, we've got a certain amount of restlessness that manifests itself in interesting ways. Most of us dislike routine, and we find occupations that give us variety. Many of us are avid travelers, or we move to a new home on a frequent basis, or we rearrange our furniture on a regular basis or whatever. But our restlessness often applies to the spiritual quest, which is our quest for truth and the development of our inner self. With the Jack of Hearts, which is the Christ card in Mercury, there's a certain amount of sacrifice made for loved ones in your life or for an education. It took me 13 years to get my 4-year degree. It's especially true in their early life. Your karma card, the Ten of Hearts, gives you a lot of social success, but sometimes social life can get to be a burden or overdone in some ways. And it's like, yeah, and that's, I retreat. I know people laugh about the man cave. I'm going, okay, I'm in the woman cave, leave me alone. You know, whatever.
Yeah, that's funny.
On those days. Shutting the phone off. I'm just going to read, eat some popcorn, have fun. It's like with myself, thank you, and my little fantasy Pierre's Anthony world, whatever it is. You got a Nine of Clubs in Venus, and it talks of a really giving love nature that others might take advantage of. And I went, you know, been there, got the T-shirt, you know, poster child of whatever. A lot of disappointments on a personal level, especially with friends and loved ones, it comes from that spiritual nine in our relationship position because we have more success with groups than on one-to-one basis. We've got strong spiritual inclinations. We've got to learn to express unconditional love in our closest relationships in order to access the high side of the spiritual cards, which are the Nine of Clubs and the Nine of Spades that are found in the personal positions in Venus and Mars of our life path. Most of the cards in our life path are very successful ones, so we need to see the Five of Spades as one of the more fortunate cards in the deck, materially speaking, because we have the ability to bring it in. Unfortunately, sometimes if you don't sock some of that away and tie the purse strings, it's like it goes out just as easy and goes down the river. We've got a sound sense of values. There's good organizational ability. Many Fives are very successful salespeople or financial counselors. Life improves with age, like a good wine, especially after 39 when we go through a shift for the better. Happiness and love and financial success usually comes after that time, and their need for travel gradually dissipates as they find more contentment in the enjoyment of home and family life. And in relationship, though, very popular, very well-liked. We enjoy love, romance, and travel. There's sure to be some disappointments in love from time to time because they're here to complete relationships that begin in past lives and then let them go, you know, in a positive way. Don't kick the person to the curb. Let them go with love, okay?
Yeah.
Two nines in Venus and Mars tells us there's going to be some key relationships in life that to them might seem to be just what you wanted but was not going to work out as planned. And I can absolutely tell you in my life, met my soulmate, and he died of brain cancer. I was devastated. Not been married since. It's like, you know, he ripped half my heart out of my chest, and it's like, I'm still going, yeah, that was enough. I'm good, you know.
Yeah, yeah, no, understandable.
Yeah. But let's see. Okay, with the right attitude, yeah, with the baby, it's like my kids kind of go, Mom, you're never going to remarry. It's like, because I don't want to be. Thank you. Have a good day. I like the cat. I like the dog. I'm good. Leave me alone. You know, the horse died. I grieved more over my doggone horse. I had this horse for 24 years. I got him when he was 2. He died when he was 26. I spent more time in grief over the horse than I have over some of the relationships because he was a big relationship for me. Anyway, he was a big four-legged pet, yeah. Okay, with the right attitude, those endings can be translated as graduations, as crowning achievements and completing certain chapters of soul development as it pertains to your personal relationships. Five of Spades person needs to realize that those relationships that seem to be taken from us are probably not good for them in some way and are best left alone. I'm like, oh, and I can look back at my dating past and go, yes, absolutely yes, and horribly yes. Two nines are very strong and evident in your in the personal life with the Venus and Mars. We expect to find cards of our own personal romantic fulfillment, but these are cards which entail giving up what we want, the true irony. For some Five of Spades, it can be a great challenge. other people, you know, this causes development of the spiritual love nature. They're capable of making sacrifices for those they love and really allowing the partners or the children, whoever, you know, the freedom to be the best, to be the best they can be. There's also two hearts in Jupiter to consider. This card, at the very least, is going to bring a lifelong friendship that is uniquely rewarding. We can also bring a great love into your life, especially once you've learned the lessons of the two knives. For this reason, the greatest experience of love often comes later in life. So I'm going, okay, probably going to be after I get these last two children out of the house.
See, you have to be open to it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. Right now, my oldest is 28, and then I've got 26, and then I've got going to be 24 next month with two grandchildren, and the 26 mm-hmm. has one grandchild. The two older ones, though, are both over in the military in an A country, so it's like, you know, enough said there. But the two younger ones, I have a 13 and soon to be 11. So I'm like going, yeah, I'm really not looking for romance and love right now because I'm putting so much time and energy into those relationships. It's like, yeah, I don't have time. I don't have time to add another relationship onto there. So it's like, not sure you're at in your travels, but it's like, yeah.
You know why? Because you won't let someone do something for you.
You know, possibly. You know, that's
part
of it.
You want to do it all, yeah. But if someone could come in and actually make your life easier.
You know, they could. And it's like, you know what entails giving up? It partly is giving up the freedom and control. Control is a big one because I don't have to consult with anybody about what I'm doing or anything mm-hmm. else. It's like, this is the way we're doing it. And it's like, I don't have to, you know, nobody questions, well, what are you doing it that way for? It's like, because I want to, because I think this is the best and highest path. And it's like, and if they disagree with me when they turn 18, they'll, you know, well, it's my other ones before that, it's like all three of my kids, it's like I taught them what, you know, what my truth was. And it inspired them to go out and find their own truth, which is good because now we have really great debates. You know, really awesome. So far from holding them under a thumb, it's like I expanded their world. You know, it's like kind of like Star Trek. You know, seek out new worlds and go and discover and blah blah blah. It's like, you know,
yeah.
And bring back some of the fun with you. It's like, yeah. So I don't know. I'm having fun with that, and really and truly with everything that I do, I don't have time for something else. It's like, so what's going on with your life?
Oh, no, it's back to you. You.
No, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about my wheelbarrow load.
You know, when it comes, though, when you see it, you'll know it. And you know what? They can make your life easier. And I'm not talking about just financially.
Yeah.
They can energetically,
oh, no.
you know
right.
And it doesn't have
actually,
to be.
I do. I do. I remember that to you. I think that's what really spoiled me. My first husband just absolutely totally spoiled me because, I mean, mm-hmm. truly, I didn't know it at the time. I did not know it at the time, but he was probably, you know, the ultimate soulmate. He was like the Olympic gold. And it's like, and you know, you don't know what you got till you lose it. And
mm-hmm.
then you get out on the dating scene again and you go, oh, my God, what is this? You know, it's like, I'm looking for this, you know, it's like I'm looking for what I, you know, what I thought was, you know, that was a normal relationship. And people look at me and go, you're talking about something that happens like that's a once-in-a-lifetime deal, honey. I'm like going, no, it can't be a once-in-a-lifetime deal. Well, I mean, it's ironic because I'm in touch enough that it's like, I know, he's still over on the other side helping. I mean, and that's
mm-hmm.
probably why nobody physical has come in because I know Jethro and I have known each other for a long time, and he goes, you know, it's like he does want somebody to come in for you, but he said, you know, you're still so, you know, you guys are still so tied partnership-wise that it's like, you know, he's willing to let go because, you know, and he said, you're the one not willing to let go. I said, I know. I said, he's too helpful on the other side. He's too helpful with what I do. It's a thing of like human people on this side are very threatened by his presence. And I can honestly say that because I've had several very intuitive males,
mm-hmm.
You know, not necessarily with romantic things, but it's like, you know, I asked him to do some stuff, and the first one was like, he went into his meditation while I was sitting there, it's like, and he popped right out, and he says, oh my God, what was that? And this guy was looking at him like, what? And he goes, this energy just like almost like rolled over me. It's like, you know, he says, you really got a protector over there. I said, well, thank God, because I need one.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
oh,
he
yeah.
says, yeah, but you know, that's really highly intimidating for somebody who wants to get to know you romantically, because he's going to protect and defend so you not get hurt. And I'm like going, good, I want him there. It's like, that's great, that's perfect. You know, but it also explains why, I mean, literally, he was probably one in a billion, and it's like, I did my own meditation moment, mm-hmm. on this planet. And I said, you know, what I did was I visualized the planet, and I said, okay, show me where, you know, or show me, you know, how many possibilities there are out there for, you know, somebody who would really, you know, as my grandma used to say, there's a pot for every lid and a lid for every pot, you know. So okay, show me the pot and lid moment here, okay. Five little lights lit up on the planet.
Wow.
That was it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm looking for one in a billion. This is nice. It's like, I don't need all, you know, I don't need all five of them. I don't